Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Mass. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine on the entertainment side. And as we are in the midst of the Jazz in June Radiothon, we're looking for your support to help us keep jazz alive and well in the city of Memphis, as well as around the world as we are doing it. And we've got a guest in the house who can help me talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the things that are happening in Memphis music, as well as the reason that you should make your pledge at 678-4000, 678-4000. Make your pledge, help keep jazz alive. And if you're listening to the stream, it's 1-877-955-JAZZ, 1-877-955-5299. Our guest in the studio, the executive director of the Memphis Music Commission, and our good friend. And I tell you, a friend of music for more years than she'd let me tell her. Johnny Walker is here.
Well, I like you say, good friend.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I like that part.
And also the host of a couple of shows, Memphis Music Revealed, yes. Radio and TV show, the radio show that airs here on U92. And like I said, Memphis Shelby County Music Commission is, tell them a little bit about it, as opposed to the foundation, too.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, we are a body that serves the citizens of Memphis and Shelby County. You know, we work within the framework of Shelby County government as well as the city of Memphis. You know, when you think about Memphis music and you think about all of the opportunities and all the vast array of talent that we have here, and at the same time, working within the confines of city and county government, we have to come up with a strategy that I feel that makes us relevant, you know. And so what we do is we've created several, I would say, promotion and marketing strategies that we utilize so that people that are in, say, the producers, the singers, the songwriters, the venue owners, so that their businesses can thrive. Because we specifically are not in the record business. You know, we're not producers. We don't own venues. But again, we create marketing strategies so that we create those strategies so that those businesses or those individuals that are in those businesses can thrive.
Yeah, and public relations is what you do, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And with your experience, Johnny, I don't know if everybody knows just how heavy you are as far as the music industry is concerned. You know, when we see people appointed to these positions and things, you wonder, well, what are the qualifications? Well, you got a lot of major qualifications.
Well, you know, I have a pretty, I will say, extensive background when you look in terms of music. You know, my career started in country music.
How interesting. I was just writing up a CD, Bella Fleck and Marcus Roberts.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we got started in country music, and that was a nice little trip, if you will, and from country, you know, to a little stint doing R&B, but probably where my career had its strongest inroads was the time that I spent at Def Jam, and we were there for 15 years. And I think the really great thing about that, or maybe we'll say the unique thing, let's use that word.
Yeah.
The unique thing about being at Def Jam all those years, I didn't just do one thing, which makes my career unique. You know, we worked with music, but we also used the music to sell clothes. We also used the music in films and to produce films and to be a part of the film industry. Mm. We used our music for video games and created our own video game. We had an energy drink, but the energy drink was about or around the music. So while we did all of these other things, everything started with the music. The music was the foundation for everything. Everything, all of our processes came from the music. So I think that is the one thing that makes my career unique is that I've had the opportunity to put my fingerprint in a lot of other industries while still being, you know, a major force in the music industry, if you will.
Which makes you so so perfect for the job of public relations for music in Memphis and Memphis Shelby County Music Commission. To get everything about involved, recently, as I was telling you, I was talking to the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, who's a U of M grad.
Okay.
And the state business spotlight in the month of June is on the music industry.
Okay.
And two of the things that he brought out was that at least the two that were involved in Memphis, the Sun Studios here in Memphis, Stax Museum of American Soul Music here in Memphis, the Lunsford Musical Instruments Incorporated in Knoxville, Great American Country TV, Scripps News Network Interactive in Knoxville, and Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, and Grun Guitars in Nashville. What he was saying, and the whole idea was that we need to exploit, even though Memphis, even though Tennessee is exploiting to some extent the music that it has, not doing quite enough to exploit the availability of artists and the diversity of music and talent in the state.
Right. Well, let's use that word, exploit. Now, yeah. Everybody exploits Memphis music, but Memphis. Now, that's kind of the way that I see it. When you look at the incredible foundation that we have, that mm-hmm. it seems like it's just there. And if I were to have my wish, it would be, you know, for us to all come together and recognize and realize the incredible foundation of music that we have here in Memphis. I mean, you can go anywhere in the United States and the president of the United States saying, let's stay together, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
WNBA, and I'm really going to mess it up. Somebody's going to smack me. The NBA, maybe I said that because I'm thinking about the girls' basketball team, but yeah. The NBA, when the players were coming out and doing their high five, I want to thank you, Sam and Dave.
Yeah.
Everybody recognizes the power of the legacy of Memphis music. I mean, you know, maybe it was yesteryear or whatever. For some people might say that's old school, but the reality is that old school is still working. The
yeah.
reality is when you look at an artist like a New Day artist like Adele or Amy Winehouse or any of those artists, the music that they were doing, it actually sounds like they spent the night in the Stax studio or something.
yeah, over there at the museum listening
absolutely.
To what was going on in there.
So, you know, we have an incredible a foundation of which to arise from. And I think that sometimes, you know, we're so busy, as my dad used to say, my dad used to always tell me, never step on a $5 bill trying to get a 10. He said, you may not ever get the $10 bill. Now the five is right there. So we got the $5 bill, but we'd love to have the 10 over there. But, I think that if we focused a bit more on, you know, what we have, because that is our foundation. You know, that music is going to be here for it is memorable.
Forever.
It's going to be here forever. We're going to always sing Shaft. We're going to always play Shaft, Love and Happiness, Let's Stay Together, you know, I'll Take You There, Green Onions. That's who we are. We can have these other things and we can be other things, but the reality is, when you say Memphis, people, what is most memorable about the music that came from this city, you know, the Al yeah. Green years, the Stax years, and that's what it is. I may not want to admit it, but that's what it is.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are talking to the executive director of the Memphis and Shelby County Music Commission, Johnny Walker. We're talking, and we are in the midst of the Jazz in June Radiothon as well. We're asking for your support, 678-4000, 678-4000 to make your pledge. Help us keep jazz alive in Memphis, 678-4000 or 1-877-955-JAZZ to all our friends around the world who are listening on the stream as well. And mentioning that, you know, Johnny Walker does two shows. And one of the show is titled Memphis Music Revealed.
Yes.
Airs here on U92 every Friday at 11:15.
11:30.
Okay. Yeah, you know better than I do. But you also have it on cable.
Yes.
What channel is that?
Well, that's on Channel 17 on Comcast Cable. Again, it is just another one of the programs that we have that help us to, you know, raise awareness to Memphis musicians and the current music. Using our reach, because we play a lot of we play the older music too, and it's kind of like trying to find a way to honor our past, respect our present, and create a future, and however we can with what we have. Because, you know, in my research since I've been here, the incredible, we talked about a foundation a minute ago, the incredible jazz artists that were here, many of them, they left, but that is a part of our history as well. And when you sit down with, you know, with guys like Lanny McMillan and you know, read about them and you, he's here. And he's like coming down and at our Memphis Music Monday, and he's playing, and you know, you get to hear some of those stories, and you go, wow, it's all you can. It's, and it's right here. It's not like you got to go somewhere and look for it. It's right here. Herman Green. Herman Green got stories, man.
Oh, man.
Herman Green got stories. Man, Herman, you can sit and listen all day.
Herman has played with, if you go down the list of big named artists, yes, all in jazz over the years, and you look at Herman right there.
And he played with rockers, with too. He played with rockers, too. Yeah. Herman is just, he's just the man.
And, you know, in the show, Memphis Music Revealed, that was your idea. What, I don't know, what was catalyst for making you?
Well, the catalyst for that is, you know, we talked a minute ago about our foundation, and mm-hmm. the catalyst for that was to say to Memphis, we need to uncover and reveal what we have, who we are, and what we sound like. We know what we sounded like yesteryear. Now, what do we sound like today? So, how do we take what we sounded like yesteryear and kind of marry it or have an intersection with what we sound like today? So let's uncover that. Let's reveal it. Let's share it. So that's where the Memphis Music Revealed came from. You know, we wanted to reveal who we are now. It's almost like reminding everyone of our past while informing you of what we have today. So uncover, reveal, Memphis Music Revealed.
I love the idea, too, that we play we play a lot of Memphis music here at U92. I mean, anybody that's a jazz artist in Memphis, they've got a CD in there, and we play them. And we've even got a section set up for it. And we set that up because of the fact that there are so many musicians here.
Right.
And so many in the jazz world that guys like James Williams, who died a little while ago, guys like way back, Jimmy Lunsford, who started that musicians standing up by a section to play their parts that was picked up by the Benny Goodman Orchestra and all these guys way back in the day. To think that Jimmy Lunsford started his orchestra that traveled all over the country with his band members at he was a high school teacher. He was teaching school at Manassas. He
took
his students and created a big band, a swing band, and went all over the country. The roots of Memphis heritage and Memphis music heritage are so deep that revealing them is a perfect thing to do. How do you get all these artists? Are you always introducing somebody different? I know we had that little flap about hip-hop when we first started the show.
Well, you know, we tried.
But, and then Tanya had Al Capone at the G-Fac.
Right.
But where do you find all these musicians?
Well, you
all
know,
these songs and stuff.
You know, can I, let me just, here, let's reveal. Let's reveal. I guess, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There's no other explanation. You know, I love it that I don't have a problem with sitting in a dingy club listening to a band play, because I love it, you know. And that's where I get a lot of the CDs from. That's where I meet a lot of the artists. You know, I go to the clubs. I go to the studios. I hang out. I listen to music. I love it. So I think that with creative beings, if you will, they know when they're with somebody that appreciates what they're doing, regardless. It may not be to the level of, we'll say, Isaac Hayes. It may not be at that level, but you can appreciate what they're putting into their craft. And, you know, when you got somebody that's really working, that's really trying, you know, and I like I said, I love it.
Yeah.
I wish I could find another word, something a little bit more prolific to say, but, you know, I love it. I enjoy it. I listen to the music a lot of times. Some of it is not so good.
But you give them a chance, anyway.
We absolutely do. So, and it's sometimes, you know, some of the artists that we have on Memphis Music Reveal, the TV show, it's not the best, but you never know. Sometimes it's a diamond in the rough. And sometimes it takes somebody that is willing to take that time out to share some information to kind of cultivate and nurture and build. And, you know, you got a diamond on your hands. So.
And again, your experience in the business in the past on a high level has transported itself into Memphis for the commission.
I mean, you know, in the early days, we couldn't give Jay-Z away. Okay.
Yeah.
It was like knocking on doors. Like, well, let's change this. Let's fix this. Let's do this. Nobody, it was the most difficult process, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't the most handsome. That it was just a lot of factors that you know, that made it very difficult in the beginning. But you know, you hang in there. You just don't give up. You just don't stop if it's something that you believe in. Many artists, Montel Jordan. I actually was in a program director's office with my Montel Jordan CD, and he said, "Oh, this is garbage," and dropped it in the garbage can while I'm sitting there. So, you know, you just never know. You just have to hang in there regardless of when it's not looking so great. Yeah. And it's not looking like it's going to work. And that's one of the things that I tell artists all the time. I say, well, maybe the audience didn't get into you tonight, but that's no reason to give up. That's no reason to stop. You know, maybe you're going to have to, you know, work on your mic technique or some things where I see they could do better, or some of the things that I share with them. And, you know, they're eager. That's the other thing. They're eager to bring me their music. And, you know, they'll tell somebody else, man, to bring their music. So that's another way that I get so many CDs, because people know that I will actually listen to it. So, friend tell a friend, tell another friend, or colleague tell another colleague. And so somebody's always bringing me a CD, and they'll say, "Oh, just, you know, just tell me what you think. Just listen to it." So, and sometimes, you know, we find some really great music. You know, I was sharing with Chris a moment ago, you know, we were listening to the new CD by Mr. Dale, and Carla Tober Taylor. Oh my gosh, that girl is amazing. She's got a voice. Even though it's an inspirational song, but it's so jazz influenced that it was perfect for, you know, the show that we did this morning. Perfect.
Well, Johnny Walker, time gets too short, but I want to thank you for being our guest again and always being such a positive influence to the music of Memphis, and especially here at the station, and for what you do to keep Memphis music growing and going, and all the events. If you want to know more about the Memphis and Shelby County Music Commission, go to memphismusic.org, memphismusic.org, and find out all the things that Johnny's doing. And if you want to help us keep jazz alive and keep Memphis music going as well, right here at the Jazz Lover, U92 FM. And if you want to keep us having programs like this, where we talk to influential people within the city and talk about the things that are making our entertainment world happen, as well as the music business right here. Keep it here, U92 FM, and keep helping us out. Make your pledge, 678-4000, 678-4000, 1-877-955-JAZZ, 1-877-955-5399. Johnny Walker, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week, and we're still asking for your help. 678-4000, make your pledge. We're back to more of the best in jazz at U92 FM.